music and just be uplifted. And so we really appreciate you guys for joining us and making the radio show special.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I guess we're going to have to continue on with the program. We'll still keep you guys on. We're going to play the song of the week of Shkwait Shachlach, which is our brother and also the uncle of Sensei Lily. And so we're going to be playing that next, but first we'll be right back.
Are you someone or know of someone who is affected by vision loss? The BC Yukon Division of the Canadian Council of the Blind, or CCB, is a group run by the blind for the blind. From technology training to public awareness to, most importantly, peer support, these are just a few services they offer to help their members achieve their full potential. Come see how we can raise their potential more by visiting ccbbcyukon.com.
Okay, I'm
going to
mute it.
Okay, we'll be right We are back.
Yes, we are.
We are back, and we're going to continue with our program, and coming up next, we're going to have Shkwait Shachlach, but we're going to play his song that he chose, and this one is a song from Midnight Oil, and it's a remix from Music Blast. And this is the song called Beds Are Burning. So this one also brought me back in time. So enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Out where the river broke, the bloodwood and the desert oak, holding wrecks and boiling diesels, steam and 45 degrees. The time has come to say fair's fair, to pay the rent, to pay our share. The time has come, a fact's a fact, it belongs to them, let's give it back.
Give it back.
your heart was stopped, it started now.
Wow.
That was awesome. That was Midnight Oil, and that was a remix from AARP and Lumix, and that was a remix of their song Beds Are Burning, and that was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach. And for people out there that don't know him, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, stage 4. The big forest fires of a few years ago and a big flood of a few years ago. So a real extreme survivalist, and always an honor and a blessing to get him on the program to share with us what made him tick and what helped him to survive all that. So, welcome to the program, Shkwaitsh. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm doing as well as can be. Still healing.
Yeah, man, that was such a special song, man. Like I was mentioning, I was dancing around for sure, and it really had my heart thumping. It was kind of weak, but man, it really got me going for sure. And I'm hoping it did to everybody else out there, and pretty special. So anyways, our subject today is on magnetism, and would love to hear your words on that.
Magnetism, I think the majority of us people think that you're just born with it, eh? But, we all are, in a sense, just that others, the few that we feel are really magnetic, have tapped into how to develop and use magnetism. And like I say, most often on our interviews, it starts with positivity. You know, you gotta be positive. You gotta, just like I say, just smiling at others. You might not feel like you want to smile, but you should, because you never know the person that you're smiling at. That might uplift them enough to continue on. Another thing, I figure that those that have real high magnetism, they're active. I heard it said once, active people wear out their shoes, not their trousers.
Love it. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's really awesome.
So that's what I think of on developing magnetism, because we can all use that trait, because it helps us and the community. So that's what I think of magnetism. Be active. Be less fearful. Face your fears. Don't go haywire, and suddenly decide you want to base jump off the Sears Tower.
That's not what you mean, eh?
Just face your fears. Just ride the elevator up the Sears Tower. Fear in itself.
Baby steps.
So, work on controlling your fear. Be positive, be happy, smile, and get active. I'm trying to get more active. So that's my thoughts on magnetism, Don't assume that just because you're not as magnetic as somebody else doesn't mean you can't be.
Just takes practice.
Steps, yeah. Smile. Good positive attitude to others, you know, try not to judge them.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
We all like to judge, but, you know, everybody else judges us too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we all become positive judges, well, less fearful to be out in the general public.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good idea and a good philosophy to practice positivity and, you know, get those smiles out and just communicate. And like you said, it could make a difference. Could make a difference between life and death.
Yeah.
And yeah, I really appreciate your words, your wisdom, and your outlook on life and sticking to that positivity that, you know, you're always telling us about, you know, how much it helped you through all your difficulties and made a difference. And we really appreciate all the inspiration that you generate through us. And even just coming on and sharing the music, and it's generated through magnets.
Magnetism.
All our speakers are made with magnets. So, we really appreciate you and sharing your positivity and helping us grow and making a difference in humanity and empowering for, you know, our human rights and justice, and just really special. So we really appreciate you.
Happy to be forced to think and learn new stuff just so I can hopefully pass it on and be an inspiration
Yes.
to you guys there at the station and the listeners here and abroad. I'm very pleased that I have at least some usefulness for now till I can run and walk again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess we're gonna have to say bye for now, and looking forward to hearing from you again next week and hearing some more of your music.
Yeah, okay, I think you guys there at the station, you guys on the mics and the guys in the background and the listeners here and abroad, for all your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. I send it all back to you guys a thousandfold.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Okay, so take care. Lots of love to you.
Okay. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Shkwait Shakhlach from Gwaishkana, BC. And always inspiring to get him on with us. And we're going to continue on with our program here, and we'll be right back.
The Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live to help victims and survivors get vital social and emergency services. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call 1-833-900-1010.
Okay, we're back, and coming up next, we're going to be speaking again with Kluk Bachan, and but first we're gonna play his song of the show, and he picked one from the White Stripes, and it's Seven Nation Army. So this one's a real throwback too. So had me time traveling. So here's the White Stripes, Seven Nation Army. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back. we're back, man. Wow, that was another trip down memory lane. That was the White Stripes and their song Seven Nation Army. And that was the pick of Schluckluckbachen, my brother from California. And welcome again. And we'd love to hear your words on magnetism.
I didn't quite understand it myself, so I actually had to look it up and see what it was. And it's just, you said scientific as well, so positive, negative energy pulling and pushing. Mm-hmm. And then Jeff mentioned something about bringing positivity. And it reminded me of one of the trips that we did to Vegas. And it was at one of the old casinos we'd go to, the Bayou. And I remember we saw this one older gentleman every time we'd gone there. And he always seemed to have a scowl on his face. So I remember Jeff walked up to him and asked him, we've been coming here a few years now, and we always see you, and it seems like you're just always... you're always down. So he looked at Jeff and said, oh, you know what? I like my job here. It's just that I have to fill the machines all day. So if you think about throwing a bunch of coins on the shoulder, he said, that's what gets me, I guess, cross-looking. And I think he's, if I remember right, I can't remember. I think he said that's the first time anybody asked him anything. Mm-hmm. And I remember after that, whenever we'd go there, he'd always remember us and mm-hmm. always bring a smile to him, bring the positivity out of him, from being negative to being positive.
You know, just like this song that you picked, it always reminds me of you and Mel when you guys came up, and we were just discussing it, and we couldn't remember who introduced it to who, but we both remember it, and it was a special time. It went back, you know, many, many years ago when it first came out, and like what you said, like, you know, talking to people and just showing some kind of a care.
I think people sometimes are kind of almost hesitant to approach someone who's got a scowl on their face all the time, but often just like a really genuine care like that of just asking and curiosity in a nice way. I think people like interest shown in them.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, well...
That trip, I just remember always, and whenever he's seen us, he'd always get him a big smile on his face.
Pretty good memory and pretty good feedback on the whole positive outlook and just reaching out to people. You know, it really does make a difference. And we thank you for coming on and joining us on the program and sharing some of your memories and being a good energy to us. And also to Sensei Lily for joining us too. So,
she's all the day, and we're looking forward to going to a class tonight. You have a class tonight, don't you, little girl? Go practice more Taekwondo tonight.
Oh, well.
That's what gets you to the black belt eventually, isn't it? practice.
Good luck to you, Sensei Lily, and thank you guys for joining us. And now we're going to speak with President Minnetonka Park Association.
Okay. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying the different pieces that, like the different points that people are making. And what I'm coming down to is this thing that at the end of the day, we all have that. We all have energy within us, and sharing that energy is, you know, and when I say share, it doesn't even mean directed at you, but just sharing it. I think that's part of magnetism on that human level. And, you know, so there's energy, you know, and unfortunately, I would love to say it's all positive. There are people in the world historically who have been very magnetic and people have been drawn to them, but they haven't necessarily been positive influences in the world. You know, I think of World War II and, you know, a few figures, right? Yeah. So I think the thing is magnetism is contagious. Mm-hmm. We're all influenced by each other. Mm-hmm. So if we're sharing our energy, and if we make that intentional choice to be a force of good, but I mean like just a beacon of positivity and as much good in the world as possible, mm-hmm. as we humanly can, because we all have our spots, right? Then there's going to be a certain energy that attracts around that, and then there's more power. It's more than each individual person that creates. The energy that creates is more than all the different people that are attracted. So all of us have that within us, as far as I'm concerned. It's just a matter of whether or not we give ourselves permission to just share it. Mm-hmm. And it's in that positive, pure heart way, not, I'm going to be a big shot or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So I think we all have it in us
to be magnetic. Beautiful. Very beautiful. And thank you for sharing about your brother, too.
I think we were maybe offline, but I got a text, and I normally don't look at my text when I'm on air, but my brother was in surgery today. So it was for a biopsy, but it's in a tricky area of his lung, right near the aorta, right near the big artery. And so I've been trying to stay calm, but I've been nervous, right? Yeah. Even though, anyhow, so thank you for, thank you for that. Yeah. So I'm feeling very relieved. It went really well.
Yeah,
so
we're very happy. We're very pleased. A big shout out to your brother.
Yeah, he's a good heart.
Lots of well wishes to him.
Yes.
Hopefully he pulls through 100%.
Yep.
And we thank all our listeners for joining us this week and listening to all our stories, and also to Magnus and Jesse and Carnivar and
the magnetic team up here.
Yeah. Also Daniel.
Yes.
And some of our other volunteers here that come in and help out and keep this show running. Big mm-hmm. shout out to them all. And also to Jacob. He's
gonna be
he's got the art show coming up.
Yeah,
big shout out to him. And we're gonna also dedicate this song to your brother.
Aww.
And also to Lady Fime.
Oh yeah,
because she's gonna be coming back soon.
Oh, I'm excited about that too.
yeah we're all looking forward to that. So we're going to play some Justin Johnson, and this one is his song Black Moon, and it's a dark blues slide guitar.
Ooh, I think my brother might like that one.
Okay, well, big shout out to everybody. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Lots of love to everybody.
And see you next week.
Yeah, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
President.
Yeah. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah.